Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Mental health and addiction treatment programs in Massachusetts are getting slammed by this latest surge in COVID-19. Providers are taking steps to deal with increased infections among patients and staff. Some facilities have had to stop taking new patients. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Treatment providers say they're scrambling to keep programs open.
This latest surge is like nothing we have seen in the past 1 to 2 years.
Dr. Jeff Baxter is chief medical officer with Spectrum Health Systems, one of the largest substance use treatment providers in the state. Spectrum had to temporarily close a 20-bed unit in Westboro this week because so many staff were out. On any given day, his staff is down by about a third because of the number testing positive. Baxter and other administrators are now doing some clinical work to keep programs operating.
It's all hands on deck. As more and more of our staff and their families are impacted, it's going to be harder and harder to keep these beds open.
Another of the state's major providers, High Point Treatment Center, has stopped accepting new patients in all of its programs. A High Point spokesperson says this is the most significant disruption since the pandemic began. They now refer people to a state hotline for treatment. On Cape Cod, Gosnold Treatment Center has had to close admissions for several hours at times, but it has had enough staff to keep programs open. Gosnold President and CEO Richard Kukuru says retaining staff is a huge issue, so he's increased workers' salaries 3 times in the past year.
Hiring staff has been a real challenge. I mean, we have the added problem of being on Cape Cod, and even in the best circumstances, it's hard to hire staff down here. The lack of people who are willing to work in congregate programs such as detox and our rehab programs.
Gosnold is returning to all telehealth services to try to limit the virus spread. Boston Medical Center's addiction programs are doing the same. Also hard hit by this surge are psychiatric hospitals. About half of the state's psychiatric hospital units have had to temporarily stop accepting new patients. That's according to David Mattiotto, executive director of the Massachusetts Association of Behavioral Health Systems.
Oh, it's terrible. Now we're really getting up there to some very serious lack of access.
If a patient is COVID positive, access is even harder. Right now, only 2 psychiatric hospital units in the state accept COVID positive patients. Mattiotto says with COVID worsening, some mental health and substance use issues, the pandemic is again bringing a problem to light.
The inpatient psychiatric behavioral health system, substance abuse the same, was extremely stressed before COVID. COVID has exacerbated the whole situation. So the inpatient psychiatric system is really severely stressed right now.
Mattiotto has been in meetings with providers and the state to try to come up with solutions and ride out what he hopes is only a temporary surge. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.